This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
How do you bring down a free society? How do you enslave a planet? Well, you finance radicals, you fund them, you turn them loose, you give them safe havens, and then you create giant defense spending platforms and set up giant spy grids in the name of protecting the public from the threat. And here we are, all these years after 9/11, and we are supposedly more unsafe now than ever, despite the trampling of our liberties, and our governments never get in trouble when we get attacked. They just get more promotions and more elaborate budgets. And if you ask what's going on with ISIS, that's it. We've seen a more than quadrupling of Islamic immigrants into Europe since 9/11. We've seen a doubling, according to the Justice Department and, of course, Congress and different groups that break down the numbers, ICE and others, to this country. Now, again, I personally do not think that the average Muslim wants to blow stuff up and kill people. But the dominant culture in Islam now is run out of Saudi Arabia and is a vein of Islam known as Wahhabism, which is, of course, a sector of the majority system of Islam, which is Sunni. Now, a lot of people are asking me, you know, is this an inside job? And the answer is yes, but not in the traditional fashion. It could be, but the evidence is pointing towards this being spillover out of Islamic State's jihad that's been funded and turned loose across Africa and the Middle East as well as areas of Asia. And so this system has been turned loose, and the system knows that the public is so politically ignorant and so politically dumbed down that when the very groups our governments have been funding attack us, the response won't be, hey, we should prosecute the politicians like Hillary Clinton that were neck deep in all this. Hey, we should have congressional hearings. Hey, we shouldn't have been doing this all along. Hey, we should be releasing the 28 pages of the 9/11 Commission. But instead, we're told the answer is take out Assad, who for 5 years has been fighting al-Qaeda al-Nusra, now known as Islamic State. Now, I want to open the phones up early in this hour, even ahead of Paul Watson and Joe Biggs with crew joining us from Paris, France. They, of course, gave us live coverage yesterday during the Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. They'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour into the next hour, interspersed with your phone calls, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, specifically on what do you think about the situation in France and other Islamic State terror attacks happening across the world, and the controlled media's attempt to act like it's not Islamic terror to continue the open borders and the flood of so-called refugees. 800-259-9231. But it is a false flag in that our government's helped fund and create these groups, open the borders up, advertise freebies, and let people come in, and then demonize anyone and everyone who exposed that this would be coming, that this would be happening. So there is blood on the hands. In every angle you look at, of Barack Obama, of the French president, of the German Chancellor Merkel, and of these other European leaders that went along with this. Separately, if you get Italian members of the Senate or French members of the Senate or French members of their parliament or even Rob Lowe coming out and saying, boy, I should have shut your borders before this, there is all this fake consternation and outrage like the people that were proven right are somehow horrible demons. This is an attempt, again, to overturn reality. Because globalism is insanity, it is at war with reality.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So listen up here, guys. My buddy Mark, he overhears the management team at Guns80.com. And what they're saying is that between now and Black Friday, they're going to put a special on the website at Guns80.com every day. What that means is that you have to go to Guns80.com every day to check out the specials between now and Black Friday. Go to Guns80.com, but don't tell them you heard it from me.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Is it the beginning of a new holy war? The Crusades, a clash of civilizations dreamed of in the year 2000 by Dick Cheney and the authors of the PNAC report, Rebuilding America's Defenses? Or is it a global crisis out of which planetary police state and a cashless society will be established? It's both, my friends. Thank you for joining us on this Monday live worldwide broadcast, the 16th day of November, 2015. Our intrepid reporters, Paul Joseph Watson, Michael Zimmerman, and of course, Joe Biggs, will be joining us from Paris, France, in about 25 minutes from now. I intend to also start going to your phone calls to get your take on the situation. But here's the big picture analysis right now. We know the West funded and created ISIS out of Al-Qaeda groups in Syria. We know they gave them weapons. We know our own military came out in the last 2 years and refused to support it. ISIS then, it appears, turned partially against the West, Saudi Arabian backed, and turned against Iraq to then loot that area and set up their caliphate. There is some evidence now that the French and others have actually turned against ISIS and are bombing them, hence the retaliatory response on Friday the 13th in Paris. Again, we're not 100% sure about that. We are speculating, but the evidence is mounting. Here's a Daily Mail article. Putin comes in from the cold. Desperate world leaders cozy up to Russian president to get him to join the fight against ISIS. Again, there's that spin that he hasn't been fighting ISIS. Barack Obama seen sharing a joke with Russian president at G20. David Cameron meets Vladimir Putin one-on-one for the first time in a year. I mean, they've kicked him out of the G8. They've been moving weapons in against the Russian border. And now the Saudi Arabians have been threatening Europe, threatening Russia, threatening everybody, that if they aren't given Syria, and if they aren't given part of Iraq, they are going to throw giant fits and activate terror groups they've got all over the world. WorldNet Daily says France goes to war with ISIS, start of World War III. We're going to get Dr. Corsi on very, very soon to break all of that down. But this is the crisis that the big mega banks will clearly use, along with other crises, to bring in their planetary regime. It's about playing nation states off against each other. It's about deindustrializing countries. It's about bringing areas of the world back to the Dark Ages. But all of that said, here is the overarching issue, the lever with which we, the people, not just of the United States, but of the world, of Europe, of the Middle East, of Africa, of Latin America, of Asia, of the South Pacific, from Australia to Chile, from northern Canada to Russia, from Portugal to Austin, Texas. It doesn't matter where you are, this affects you. Whether you're in South Africa or Japan, whether you're in Mongolia or Turkey, it doesn't matter, this affects you. Governing by crisis, governing by chaos, governing by fear-mongering, governing by centralizing control, governing by a security state. If you've got a military-industrial complex that Eisenhower, of course, warned about, that gets trillions and trillions of dollars a year just in the United States alone, and that governs by fear, and that is owned by private banks and private families, what do you need? You need chaos to stay in control. And I'm tweeting this as we speak. I wrote it during the break at Real Alex Jones. Obama has blood on his hands for funding and protecting ISIS in Syria. WikiLeaks is right. And there's the tweet. Just went out. Obama has blood on his hands in Paris for helping to create ISIS. WikiLeaks was right. And you click on that article from the weekend, WikiLeaks has been demonized as saying that America was to blame for the attacks. But when you scroll down to what WikiLeaks actually said, they said Western governments are to blame because they helped feed ISIS. That's what WikiLeaks had to say. And ladies and gentlemen, that is a fact. And we talked about this since Benghazi happened in 2012. We asked over and over and over again, how are they going to get away with funding Al-Qaeda in Syria and all over the Middle East, and of course in Libya, launching all these attacks? And what happens when they then attack the West and our own government's created it? How will they get away with it? They will say that we're unpatriotic. They will say that we're blaming America and the American flag. No, we're blaming the criminals that have taken over our government that are involved in all this. And I believe the establishment has bit off more than they can chew. Obama is preparing the climate with the open borders, with the Syrian refugees coming in, for terror attacks in America that will be used to expand the NDAA, the Patriot Act, all of it. And then common sense and logic will be suspended, and no one will say, why did you help create these groups? Why did you fund them? Why did you bring them in? We just saw hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people Some estimates are over 300,000 killed in Syria. Low estimates, about 180,000. In the last 5 years, with the, quote, good rebels, who are al-Nusra slash al-Qaeda, attacking and murdering and bombing and killing everyone and blowing up every church they can find. Who humanizes all those Christians that are being killed? Who humanizes all those priests being murdered? Who humanizes all the women that don't wear hoods on their heads being killed? Who humanizes all the Africans in Libya who've been killed by the tens of thousands by these very groups? Who humanizes them? No one. But you get 130-something dead in a whole bunch of, in a string of attacks inside France, and you'd think it's the end of the world because they're now going to misdirect our energies to go into Syria and actually aid the very people who have been there attacking that sovereign nation and those innocent people for almost 5 years. And if that happens successfully, that is the triumph of abject, total, and complete ignorance of the people, and the sky's the limit. It is what George Orwell warned about 1984 come true. It is 2 plus 2 equals 5. It is mass insanity. It is mass mental illness. Our criminal occupational government, our occupied, captured government, is clearly planning another string of terror attacks in Europe, in the United States, and other countries. And by planning it, they're bringing in the people that will do it, just as sure as the sun comes up in the morning. And when they attack us, we'll be told it's our way of life, what's left of freedom, that has to be sacrificed when we've trampled our freedom, but they've left the borders wide open to bring in unlimited refugees from all over the world and told us we got to pay for it. This is rubbing our noses in it in an arrogant way I personally have never seen. It is a breaking of our will. So, the White House, because that's where the buck stops, and the National Security Council directed the policy, just as Europe has, under UN edict, under the UN migration head, borders and migration head, has dissolved our borders and our sovereignty, and are the authors, are the kingpins, are the bosses, are the mafia dons. Peter Sutherland of the United Nations, Barack Obama, President of the United States, the French President, the German Chancellor, Merkel, all of them are to blame and have blood on their hands directly and knowingly. And they're going to have more blood on their hands when there's more terror attacks in this country. And common sense is suspended when they're telling you they got to have checkpoints on random highways and got to feel you up at the airport because they have to spy on your internet activity and watch your shopping purchases while the border stays wide open and the radicals pour in by the millions across Europe and the United States. And it's in the millions from all different parts of the world. It's all coming up. I'm going to take your phone calls when we come back from break. Please remember, and I want to thank you all for your support. You're making it all possible. It's very expensive to send four people to Paris, France, to report and investigate on the ground. So when you buy the super high-quality water filtration systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, Patriot apparel, pro-gun T-shirts, high-quality nutraceuticals, films, books, you name it, high-quality storable foods, survival supplies at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, you make everything we do here possible. And I put the call out yesterday for support, and we did see that come in, so thank you. We need a lot more support. We salute you and thank you all. Please check out the specials. We have 15% off on the amazing sleep aid, 9 different known formulas, organic and concentrated to really give you restful deep sleep, from valerian root to L-tryptophan to melatonin and more. Find out why Knockout, we believe, is one of the best high-quality products out there. For the cost of just a bottle of melatonin, you get 9 other ingredients in the same strength. Also, we've got the Living Defense. We'll probably sell out this week. Parasite Cleanse. That's available. An amazing product. InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll free to ask any questions or about specials. 888-253-3139. Your calls are straight ahead.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWarsSelect. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
I gotta say it, it really is bold of the left to fund Saudi Arabian Wahhabist Sunnis. Give them a couple different names to confuse the public, turn them loose to murder every Christian they can find. And then to watch them attack the West, as we've been predicting ad nauseum they would, and then grandstand and talk about how much they love us. I don't really watch NFL football, But Darren McBreen said he watched three games yesterday, one of our reporters. He wants to do a report on it later. He said every game they would show Apache helicopters fly over or F-16s fly over and would a moment of silence for the dead French comrades and then cut to French troops by our troops. Now, I'm all for a moment of silence for the French. I'm against the 130-something dead. I think it's terrible. We tried to stop it happening. But now the state just uses it for pure propaganda to prop up the criminals we've got. It's just crazy how they've dumbed the debate down. And, of course, we told you this years ago. It was admitted earlier last month that millions of dollars are paid a year per team in some cases. Tens of millions of dollars a year total to engage in those patriotic displays. It's all fake. You know, the NFL is so patriotic, they should not be paid to do it. Oh, by the way, it's come out, they're also paid to do anti-gun pieces and to have their reporters make anti-gun statements. You do understand that when I plug during the segments and I openly talk about a product, I'm being honest with product placement. Talk radio is honest about it. When you watch the NFL or NHL or NBA or Good Morning America or any of these shows, almost all of it is paid. They're reading off a teleprompter when they talk about a movie or they talk about a book or they go, oh, let's look at these cosmetics or, oh, let's look at this blender or, oh, I really like President Obama or, oh, I'm really upset about guns. They are going through a teleprompter. By the way, I've been on these national sets. I've seen it, but it's admitted. And they'll have like one paragraph and a fake debate and they're told what to say, be upset, be happy. It's all fake, 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 fake. And if I tell people this, they tell the average yuppie, that's a conspiracy theory. None of it's fake. It's all fake, people. It's paid for. I get up here and say, this hour brought to you by, and tell you who it's brought to you by. And they do that too on these shows, but that's nothing. So that's what folks should be aware of. And it's not just selling products. It's selling anti-family, anti-male, anti-private property, anti-gun, anti-conservative, anti-libertarian. And then they'll talk about how much they love the troops to get you to join the military, but then have the propaganda that once you're out of the military, you can't be trusted and might be a terrorist. And all the TV shows and all the movies and all the stuff now, which is about federalizing police and promoting Black Lives Matters and all this stuff. Of course Black Lives Matter when they're being aborted by the millions or when fluoride. But, oh, no, we're never supposed to worry about those Black Lives. Just the handful of blacks being killed wrongly by police, that becomes the biggest issue in the world because it's meant to create racial division. And I know you know that, but this is balkanization. Let's at least get one call in now. Then I'm going to come back, get into all the breaking news, stuff we've not been covering while the crisis is happening, which is the big kickoff for more terror, make no mistake, and more. And our reporters joining us. Jay in Pennsylvania, thanks for calling today. You're on the air.
All right, man. Thanks for being on. I know you said that you weren't sure if Paris was a false flag, but there's some mounting evidence come out. There's this guy, Patrick Pelleu. First name Patrick, last name spelled P-E-L-L-O-U-X. He was an EMT and witness to Charlie Hebdo. And he's on France Info Radio, which is like their mainstream radio, like it's like NPR here. And he's saying that they had a multi-site exercise planned for that morning. And, quote, they were prepared as luck would have it. And he's in the radio saying this.
Wow. Well, I've always said, if there's a drill at the exact same place at the same time, that's your sign it's at least partially staged because they use that to cover up the operation. If anybody gets caught by another agency or group, that's the cover story. So you're telling me that on major French radio, they're saying that the Hebdo attack last year or this theater attack was a drill?
No, right. This guy was he's a current EMT and he was a witness.
No, there it is. It's on. We're going to post the whole article from Global Research. We're affiliated with them. We'll post the whole article. We were prepared. Counterterrorism emergency exercise on multi-site attacks took place on the same day as Paris terrorist attacks. So we'll see if that happened directly at the same area, because then it really bumps up into false flag territory. We know the CIA head was meeting with the French intelligence head as well, and a lot more.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We're live.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've already broken down the basic facts. The West opened up the borders publicly. The head of the UN program said it is about ending European sovereignty as we know it. It is about world government. There is a giant world government conference coming up next month in Paris. The most important, the UN says, in their history. The Pope has announced 3 months ago that world government and global taxation with a world court and world army will be announced and finally ratified at this event. The TPP has been passed and completed without the public being able to see it. Of course, on record as well. We are living in epic, epic times. And on top of it all, Black Lives Matter supporters release F the Paris rap song. Black Lives Matter activists upset the massacre, removed media attention from Mizzou protests. And it's a large group. Breitbart's reported on it. We reported on it even before they did. But I got to say, Breitbart found the memes that they were putting out from like 100 years ago showing French soldiers with dead Africans, implying somehow that these international people at a concert deserved it. I mean, it's crazy. In fact, show the Breitbart one for TV viewers. The Breitbart article on Black Lives Matter doubles down, is the headline, says F Paris. And you look at the memes, I mean, it's crazy, folks. It's pure racism. Because French soldiers went around conquering areas of Africa 100 years ago, now the French deserve to be machine gunned and bombed, even though most of them were foreigners at a rock concert. White-on-white crime, what France thinks about blacks. And then it shows stuff from Angola and things with the French, as if other armies didn't put other people's heads on sticks. And then it continues on showing illustrations from actually 200-plus years ago, saying, well, France basically deserves this. I mean, this is sick. It's like weird tit-for-tat stuff, and it is pure racism. This is what's being promoted. In fact, I want to take those memes that Breitbart had and add them to Paul Watson's article because it really illustrates the type of craziness that the left has engineered, where the left brings in the outside populations into Europe, hypes them all up full of hatred of white people and hatred of Christianity, and then lets them have a free-for-all. Then turns around and deploys a police state on the French, on the Germans. And then Black Lives Matter is throwing fits because they want more attention because of the infamous poop swastika. And somebody might have heard of racist slang once. And weird statements about how dare you give more attention to this white tragedy than to a black tragedy. Nobody got killed at the college. Just absolute insanity. Meanwhile, talk about more evidence of an inside job, more evidence of prior knowledge. Terrorist involved in Paris attacks was previously charged by Interpol. AFP and others are reporting. It is known the international terrorism warrant was issued for one of the attackers by Interpol. Here is another report out of the Times of India. Paris attack. Police stopped Paris attack suspect near Belgian border hours after the killing, but let him go. And then it goes on to report that they were brought in, at least some of them, as Syrian refugees who weren't even Syrian, who made it on boat lifts, who were rescued from boat lifts off the coast of Greece months ago. And so you're saved? Africa won't even go out and save the boats when they come back. They won't even take people that flee. But when Europe takes you, the answer is attack with hand grenades and shoot people. Now, again, the caller earlier was saying, we don't know if this was a false flag, a staged event, a self-inflicted wound or not. The fact that the media wasn't ready to jump on this with scripts within minutes is one sign it wasn't. The fact that there was a general anti-terror drill going on in Paris, that's now been confirmed, that day points towards it being a false flag. The fact that the CIA director was there meeting with the head of French intelligence that day, very suspicious. The fact that France was just starting to step up its attacks in Syria, suspicious, unless you just think it's ISIS striking back. We have our reporters on the ground. We'll get their takes on that in just a moment. But here's what I'm getting across to everyone. This is the fault. I don't even know if you call it a false flag. This is the fault of the West because they created the climate. They opened the borders. They advertised the freebies. They said, come here. They accepted the fake passports. They let the military-age men in. They let the radicals in. ISIS said in February, we're going to flood you with 500,000 immigrants. They said they were going to do this. And so now it's happened. A month ago, the ISIS head said, we've now infiltrated you, prepare for attacks. So this is definitely something where we can say the blood of these dead people is on the establishment's hands. And now, as I said earlier, will they get away with the new attacks that are going to come? Will the people responsible for this get away with it? The French president, the German chancellor, the American president, all of them are guilty. The Greek government, the Turkish government being a conduit out of Syria. Every jihadi you can imagine goes to Syria. They got their butt kicked, so now they're allowed to come through Turkey, and they're allowed to infiltrate Europe. That's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, period. We now take you live to Paris, where they've got burning refugee centers, more soft target attacks, stabbing shootings, burnings are happening, but it's being kept very quiet. Some French are responding back, attacking some of the, quote, refugees. Some Muslim businesses have been shot up in different parts of the U.S. This is all part of the class of civilizations warming up. Now, has this gotten out of control for the establishment? Or is it going according to plan, always with piercing analysis? Paul Joseph Watson joining us from downtown Paris. Paul, I just set the table. What do you make of all this?
Well, I think the biggest story, Alex, to emerge today out of these attacks, out of Paris and France in general, is the fact that we've had these huge raids across the country and also in Belgium. In fact, there's some interesting video which is on Joe Biggs' Facebook page from an army source that we're going to investigate more later, which shows apparently some of these terrorists being killed with one of them still alive. That's not being shown on the major news networks as far as I'm aware, so we're going to look into that further. But, yeah, huge raids across the country. And remember, going back to Charlie Hebdo, there was a guy who got up on Fox News, a terror expert called Steve Emerson. And he said that these jihadist cells, these radicalized cells, are going to emerge out of, quote, no-go Muslim areas of Paris. What happened to him at the time, this terror expert? He was laughed at by the entirety of the mass media. Fox News was actually sued by the mayor of Paris for, quote, Islamophobia. Merely for this guest saying there are no-go Muslim areas where these cells are being radicalized. So what do you see today across France and in Belgium, in Molenbeek? Muslim ghettos, no-go areas where the Belgian government admits they've completely lost control of these areas. That's where the plot for this event unfolded, in those ghettos in Belgium and some in Paris. So that's the major story to emerge out of today, because 3 months ago, Infowars.com reported that French security experts were basically preparing the army, warning that they were drilling to reapportion areas of the city to claim them back from these radicalized communities, these jihadists. The weapons are flowing in from Libya. So as near as 3 months ago, they were preparing to take back these communities that would rise up in the event of being radicalized. And that's exactly what's happening. That's why they're now being raided today. But we were laughed at for warning about that a year ago, Charlie Hebdo. And everyone was called Islamophobic simply for drawing attention to it. Again, we were proven deadly accurate. So I think that's the biggest story to emerge out of events today.
And we're showing this incredibly dramatic footage of the raids taking place. And I was reading another Defense Department report on this just yesterday, where they were saying that the weird rapper gangster culture in these ghettos of Muslims all over the world is mutating to where they're not even really Muslims. They're more of like a gangbanger death cult. It's just totally disgusting.
Yeah, and then, of course, you've got the flip side, which is the middle class in countries like Germany being radicalized. Again, top security.
Again, Paul Watson reporting from Paris, France. His Skype broke up for a moment. We will reconnect with him and go back. And then Joe Biggs will be joining us after we take phone calls in the next hour as they move to another position. But again, ladies and gentlemen, this is unprecedented. And Putin has put the establishment in check by actually going in and striking real ISIS targets and their al-Nusra, al-Qaeda command bases. Putin comes in from the cold. Desperate world leaders cozy up to Russian president to get him to join the fight against ISIS. Barack Obama seen sharing a joke with the Russian president at G20, David Cameron met with him on one-on-one. Paul Watson, what do you make of the Russia situation and what's happening in Turkey right now with the G20?
Well, they're all cozying up to Putin, aren't they? They're all trying to save face because, of course, 2-3 months ago, he launched the massive offensive against ISIS. So now, after, you know, trying to shun him for several weeks, they're trying to cozy up to him. Hollande has achieved the unimaginable of making himself look stronger than another world leader. Of course, he said it was an act of war. And now Obama is cozying up to him. But Hollande is making Obama look weak because at least Hollande has some good rhetoric. Then you've got another video which you might want to play, which is on my Twitter stream, which is a reporter actually confronted Obama today while he was doing a speech at this G20 and said, you said ISIS was the JV team. Now what do you say in the aftermath of this? We need to destroy these, quote, bastards. Somebody said that in front of Obama as a direct question during a conference today. So basically Obama's reeling, his reputation is reeling, and yet still we've got this attitude. Again, this is Salon.com. We see this from them all the time. This is a headline yesterday. Do the Paris attacks mean it's time to accept more refugees in Europe? This is Salon.com. Muslims in Europe are marginalized and maligned by right-wing nationalists. Can we stop terror attacks by making them feel more at home by accepting more Muslims in Europe? So again, they're basically saying, oh, the poor marginalized ISIS jihadists, we're being too insensitive to them. We need to bring more of their buddies over to make them feel more comfortable. That's the attitude of this, again, cuckolded left wing that we see again and again.
Let me raise that. What do you make of Madonna saying it's the West's fault, we should love the jihadis, it's our fault? And then Rob Lowe simply tweets, oh, now France closes its border. That's all he said, and he's being crucified as a demon. You see, what they're doing is so over the top that they have to attack reality and act like normal behavior is outrageous because what they're doing is outrageous, Paul.
Yeah, and then you've got the cultural flip side where we talked about Black Lives Matter. Again, you mentioned it earlier. We've got a rapper who is a Black Lives Matter supporter coming out with a song called F Paris. Again, on the back of this Twitter trend which emerged yesterday, which we reported on. And basically, they claimed that this was all just, you know, anti-Black Lives Matter people getting outraged about this, which was why it started trending. That's not the case, as you saw with our article and the Breitbart article. These were actual BLM race-baiting activists that started that. And now just, what, 2-3 days after the terror attacks, somebody releases a song saying F Paris. The leader, the de facto leader of Black Lives Matter, D. Ray McKesson, came out and said, this is comparable, this equates, the massacre of 130-plus people equates to what was happening at Mizu. Equates to somebody drawing a poop swastika on a bathroom wall. Equates to somebody yelling, allegedly, a racial slur out of a pickup truck. That's the de facto of Black Lives Matter saying that.
Well, exactly. And folks, there are bad things happening to some black people in this country. We stand against that. But it's blown a trillion times out of proportion. It's Soros run. And that's why we totally stand against Black Lives Matter, because it is a nasty, evil organization. So hateful that it would make sick jokes and celebrate the dead French. And it just, and by the way, dead Europeans and dead Africans, a bunch of people got killed. It was a very diverse group. This just shows, if they'll say this in public, how hateful and nasty are these people in reality. Paul, you mentioned the reporter during Obama's speech today, just a few hours ago. He then took questions from the International Press Corps. Here is the powerful exchange where a reporter tears in to ISIS in front of Barack Obama.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I wanted to go back to something that you said to Margaret earlier when you said that you have not underestimated ISIS's abilities. This is an organization that you once described as a JV team that evolved into a force that has now occupied territory in Iraq and Syria and is now able to use that safe haven to launch attacks in other parts of the world. How is that not underestimating their capabilities, and how is that contained, quite frankly? And I think a lot of Americans have this frustration that they see that the United States has the greatest military in the world. It has the backing of nearly every other country in the world when it comes to taking on ISIS. And I guess the question is, and if you'll forgive the language, is why can't we take out these bastards?
Well, Jim, I just spent the last three questions answering that very question.
That's a,
so
look, Saudi Arabia runs it. The West is funding it. We've had the former head of defense intelligence go public and say they were ordered to support them. That's what's happening. And now they're being intimidated and squeezed by Russia into responding. And now ISIS has gone crazy, and I believe this is ISIS-directed. It's their M.O., and has done this. So does this show an internal split? Is ISIS now bucking the West, saying, stop putting heat on us? Or what do you make of the CIA being on site? What do you make of there being a drill? What is the motive for a Western false flag where they bare minimum let these people attack? Because we know they opened the borders. We know they brought them in. We know they had weapons, Paul. We're skipping this network break. Bare minimum, they knew this something like this would happen, Paul. I mean, what's going on? Is the foreign policy really just unraveling?
Well, it's blowback on a massive scale, isn't it? We've been warning about it for 18 months. We were called racist. We were called Islamophobic. And now it's happening, which is why I'm not led to believe that it's a false flag, because it was all too predictable. I mean, you had one of the bombers coming through a Greek island. Of course, they found the Syrian passport. But they tracked him. They were able to tell that he came in through that Greek island via his fingerprints. So that's one example. There are a lot of these conspiracy theories. They say, how could the passport have survived the blast? Well, they identified him via his fingerprints, which were also taken in Greece when he came into the country back through Syria. So he's positively been identified as somebody. Whether he was Syrian or not, doesn't matter. He abused this refugee, this migrant wave, that now EU Commission head Juncker says will continue to happen. Merkel says it will continue to happen. They say we must be tolerant of the migrants. And here's another statement which I just tweeted out earlier. This is from the Grand Mufti there in Australia. Remember we had these top imams in Jerusalem saying, we're going to abuse this migrant wave to breed out Western populations. That's how we're going to conquer them. Again, those were his words, not mine. A top imam in Jerusalem said that a couple of months ago. Now we've got the Grand Mufti out of Australia saying that unless France tackles Islamophobia and racism, then more of these attacks will happen. That's the Grand Mufti. Which, you know, that's basically a threat. Not saying you should crack down on them, not saying you should go after them, defeat this ideology that's causing these attacks, but that you should cut back on Islamophobia. Okay, you look at each incident, 9/11, Madrid train bombings, London bombings, Charlie Hebdo, this attack. There's been no mass wave of Islamophobia. Muslims aren't getting attacked on the streets of Paris. You know, there are sporadic incidents, a few fires here and there at the refugee centres. There's been no mass wave of, you know, citizen Islamophobic attacks on Muslim people. So when they bring that concern...
Again, Paul Watson. Okay, your Skype was breaking up. Continue, Paul Watson.
You know, Muslim people are not, you know, not going to be any more safe than they are here.
Paul, I want to take some calls, and I want you guys to get repositioned, take about a 10-minute break, and then I'm going to come back with Joe Biggs at 8 after in the next hour. Then I'm going to let you guys obviously finish up your reporting or go get some dinner or whatever you need to do. But you say you had no trouble getting into France, neither did Joe Biggs. Obviously, Interpol's got all your data via your passport. Have you had any other issues with police since you've been on the ground? I say that because we've had issues with cameras in England and in Spain, where they basically banned having cameras on the streets as a form of cracking down on the press. Overall, what signs of a police state, if any, have you seen in Paris?
Well, there's some security guys right behind us now. They seem pretty jovial. They're not, like, trying to stop us film. But from what I've seen arriving, I haven't seen any military on the streets. I've seen, you know, police with guns, which basically looked like weak rifles. We knew the police were complaining after Charlie Hebdo they didn't have enough firepower to take on these terrorists. But in general, the security is more relaxed than I expected it to be. Biggs arrived a few hours earlier, and it's not as intense as you would expect, given what we've seen and what happened on Friday night. But Biggs and Michael visited the theater, the site of the theater attack, which you can't really get too close to. But again, there's not too many police around there, and Biggs will tell you about that later, but it's not as intense as you would suspect. Certainly if you compare it to London, which of course we visited a couple of weeks after the 7/7 bombings, where basically everywhere we went simply for taking photographs of flowers in a tube station, we were harassed by the police. We were harassed by the police for filming anywhere. so far, and we've only been here since yesterday, no harassment. So that's interesting.
Well, anybody that understands real terrorism when it does happen knows that giving up your freedom, taking people's rights, setting up checkpoints everywhere does not protect you. It never has. You've got to go after who's actually stirring it up, who's causing it, and you don't give it a bunch of political attention to basically empower those that have been involved in it. I think the jury's out on whether this was completely staged or not. I don't think it was from the evidence we have mounting. There is kind of a leftist attempt to take over the, quote, conspiracy movement. That just means questioning movement. And to basically brand any type of Islamic misbehavior as a conspiracy theory. No, it's a fact that ISIS has been murdering hundreds of thousands of people, along with al-Nusra and al-Qaeda, same group, and our government's been supporting it. That's the real conspiracy, and the real conspiracy is opening the borders and bringing them in to do it, which I just think shows the incredible arrogance. They don't care if ISIS kills people. They'll just take more of our rights, and they think the public's so dumb that the politicians won't be held accountable. But, Paul, there's real anger taking place right now, and I think the establishment has miscalculated. I think Merkel's in trouble. I think the French president's in trouble. No matter how much patriotic garbage they involve themselves in, I think you should talk to folks on the street. A lot of them speak English there and ask, you know, is your government responsible for opening the borders? I mean, your French president closing them now just for, you know, a few months or whatever, that's too little too late.
Well, yeah, and Hollande, of course, is massively unpopular anyway because he's basically wrecked the economy. So he's going to be out in the next election. And again, as I said yesterday, Marine Le Pen is going to win the first round. She's going to do well in the regional elections coming up here, but they've got a national election in 2017. She's almost certain to win the first round. Then the establishment's going to come in and say that this is going to represent a bigger threat than, you know, Islamic radicalization, because she's the only one really in France who is calling for the radical extremist mosque to be shut down, who is calling for the migrant wave to be turned back. And she's got huge and growing support here in France, because she distanced herself from her father, who was seen as more right-wing, more radical. So they're starting to attract more moderate support. There's the Pegida movement in Germany, which is starting to attract more, quote, moderate support. So, you know, a conservative wave is sweeping Europe. It has been for the past year, 18 months. And that's what the political elite, the establishment, are terrified of. And these attacks only bolster the will on behalf of many more.
That's right. That's right. All right. Paul Watson, Skype is cut out. We'll talk to Joe Biggs coming up at 8 after next hour. I'm going to take some phone calls when we come back. And then after Biggs leaves us, John and Jennifer and Aaron and Maya and Eli and everybody, we're going to go to you. So please be patient. Briefly, this hour is brought to you by Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, the purest, cleanest iodine that we could ever find. We don't know of anyone else who puts iodine out this pure. It's like 99999. It is extremely powerful. It is the good halogen. That obviously in your glands blocks the fluoride, the chlorine, all the rest of it. Such a game changer. Learn more at InfoWarsLife.com. See the informational videos. A healthy body and healthy mind from California says in a review, this stuff is powerful. I take it every day. My body loves the effects. Everybody needs it. This is the best form of product to take. Hit the order button before it's gone. Thank you for your review. Matt in Aurora says, started giving it to my kids. I've seen a dramatic increase in productivity in my youngest schoolwork. Kids love it. I love it. I would recommend it to a friend. That's Matt in Aurora. So that's InfoWarsLife.com. Those are both five-star reviews. InfoWarsLife.com. And your purchases of T-shirts, books, films, water filters, hundreds of items at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, funds this whole operation. So I salute you and thank you. We'll be back with the second hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.